Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tori. Happy birthday to you.
It's Tony's third birthday.
He's three.
The little turkey is 3 years old.
My little turkey.
What's your fave, ma'am, of Tony Shanehill's?
Oh, there are so many. I just loved when he was like a puppy. I recently, like every so often, I'll go look at all his puppy photos and like content from that time. And his personality is just so clear from the jump.
Where's he from again? Encino?
Reseda. My little baby.
Da-na-na-na.
My cutie. Come here.
Living in Reseda. That's Tony.
I love you.
What's his middle name?
He really doesn't have one, but he has like so many nicknames.
How about his middle name be Christopher?
Christopher. Chrissy. My little baby. Yeah.
Well, we're happy that he's here.
So glad to have him. He's
the,
a three-year-old.
The third host of our pod.
Little sweetheart, my cutie. Lie down though, please. Come on. There's a lot to talk about today.
The biggest thing I want to talk about right off the top is...
Yeah, we so, are going to need...
This is a red alert.
This told me a lot about like the state of the world at large.
Where we are as a society.
Where we are as a society. It also taught me about like there are huge fan bases of things that I'm not connected to whatsoever and know nothing about. And it just further illustrated the niche like interests of our society. Like everything's a niche interest now.
And the divide.
And the divide. And
no, it's
illuminating.
It really is. And it kind of felt like we're heading towards the end, I think. Because it showed me like, wow, we're really running out of Like, things are just so... It kind of felt perfectly now, because it's like, why not with this? Like, why not just go in with this huge, breaking, important story?
Yeah, to get all, every single detail you could possibly milk out of this incident.
Every quote, every...
But I was like, if this is the way culture goes, I'm like not mad at it, because
I don't
identify as part of this like culture, so I'm glad that, like,
yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, Ryan Cabrera and a WWE wrestler named
Alexis Bliss
got hitched last night in Palm Desert, and People Magazine did a I kid you not, I swear it was a 10,000 word,
it was a deep dive 20 essay.
20-page spread equivalent, I feel like.
Yeah.
Of their wedding. And every detail, every guess, every accoutrement.
Every thought they ever had going into it.
Their
origin story. Yeah.
Where they were before. Like, it was...
You could make like a movie. You could option that article and then make like a mini series out of it.
Someone should option it, and someone probably will option it.
They probably will.
It almost reminded me of like the Brad and Angelina Vogue. Like, it was that kind of like their wedding story.
In-depth coverage.
And it just, not only do we learn that they both love Disney, but that they both love Reese's Cocoa Puffs.
It made sense to me. It all started to make sense when it revealed that they are Disney adults.
Because this
is the behavior of deep, deep Disney adults.
Exactly.
And by the end of the article, I will say they won me over.
Yeah, it's indoctrination of something. I think by the end of it, I felt like FOMO. I realized... wow, I missed out on something really special. Like, I felt very brainwashed by the end of it.
Well, they're doing them, and they're having fun, and I really do believe that they found true everlasting love together.
Oh, for sure.
To that, I say mazel tov, and also I wish that for us all.
Yeah, they're big old weirdos who are just... they're laughing all the way to happiness.
But they're also... they're so crazy energy.
They're very so
crazy.
They
have extreme so great, because they're like, we're fucking weird. But it's like, you're not weird at all.
You're actually
deeply normal.
Someone on Twitter said that they're people from high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's so true.
They're your high school friends.
When I sent you this, you were like, oh, damn. And then I wrote, wait, Laura, scroll. Just start scrolling.
Well, then I started to install this teeny, tiny little scroll bar, and I was like, oh my God, this is a 5,000 word think piece.
It's
their non-traditional rock star themed wedding.
It's maybe the longest thing I've ever read. And they had a neon sign that said hashtag shit show.
So my first thought was shock at just Ryan Cabrera's
prevalence.
He's still very much around.
He's a look,
and he's killing it. But his face has changed in such a way that I'm like, I can't put my finger on what it is. I think
his hair. He still has the same hair.
He still has the same hair. I think the brows are less prominent. He's definitely had a fair amount of Botox, but I think it's kind of making him look weird. I'm gonna need my girl Lori Hill to get on the case.
Yeah.
I was like,
they look cute though.
They're cute.
They look cute. They look really happy. They look...
don't do all this unless you're like obsessed with each other,
yeah,
and you're really fucking happy. And it was cool. Like, it's cool to see two people who are obsessed with each other throw a big wedding. You know that they're paying for it or getting it like sponsored by all these brands that were mentioned. But it's like, I respect that more than I respect like... having your, like a Nicola Peltz, like having your billionaire family throw a $3.9 million wedding.
Yeah, this felt like it's a lot, but they're like, we're in this together.
And they're like, this is what we want. And it is, could not be further from what I personally want.
It's a rock star. It actually is rock star, babe.
It's fucking rock star doll.
He wore a salmon colored
Soon. In contrast with the serene surroundings of the estate was a giant light-up welcome to the shit show sign and a hot pink carpet that greeted their 360-count guest list, which Cabrera said he weeded down from 608.
That is like royal wedding.
Imagine knowing 608 people.
Well, he sure as hell's known.
He said there are people that flew in from Dubai.
Yeah,
I guess WWE is a huge franchise.
Also, Ryan Cabrera was huge.
And I think he's worked consistently.
Yeah.
He probably does all sorts of gigs that we don't even know about.
Totally.
Our wedding has been self-deemed a shit show. Cabrera explained.
Their hashtag, guess what their hashtag?
On the way down the aisle.
Yeah.
They threw out, to kick off the ceremony, Cabrera and Bliss had people walk down the aisle tossing out shots to attendees in lieu of flower girls to, quote, really set the stage.
Okay, so they're going fully into, like, we're drinkers.
Yeah. I mean, he said we're going to spend the night before the wedding together because on the wedding day and night, I'm in a party.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get any. And she's like, I love that.
So they, like, yeah, she's like, I don't have to have sex at my wedding. Great. Like,
this is the part that shook me the most. Their families then walk down the aisle to walk off the earth version of Tina Turner's The Best. The bridal and groom party, which had a mix of 16 men and women on each side, followed walking down to Eye to Eye from a Goofy movie, one of Bliss's favorite films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that freaked me out.
I was like, oh my God, these people are Disney adults. And I mean, then I kept scrolling and their commitment to Disney, like they spent the pandemic in Orlando.
Yeah. Because they wanted to be close to the source. Also, this Jonathan Bennett random intercut video. I'm like, okay, miss me with that.
I thought this was like a joke.
No. That's
it's two gays like forcefully kissing in a way that they both look disgusted by each other. You'll see when you get to the article.
Goofy movie is great, but like
I love a Goofy
movie. Goddamn.
I'm not
gonna have my groom.
Like, I'm not going to walk down the aisle to Under the Sea just because I like Little Mermaid.
Also, that the 16 on each is very Liza Minnelli, David Guest. Like, where they had, like, 30 groomsmen.
I don't even know 16 people that no. I would invite to a wedding.
No.
I know, like, 3 people.
I have, like, 4 friends.
I know. I'm like, I could not have, like, a huge wedding even if I wanted to because I'm like, am I just going to invite, like, my neighbors? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, invite someone that I meet at, like, the plant store.
Yeah. Hey, want to come to my wedding?
Hey, like, I'm having a wedding.
The Whole Foods cashier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whittling it down from, that's 600, like, that's half of what it was originally going to be.
Yeah.
300 people.
I'm obsessed with this. Ryan, coincidentally, he set her up with a dress appointment at the boutique in LA, Kinsley James, where that's where Brittany Cartwright got her dress.
No.
It's right next to Bunda, the workout I used to go to. And every time I walk by it, I'm always like, ooh, in a shiver mode from Kinsley James.
I don't, is that like, those kind of like...
It's they're all just very, I think it's all designer expensive wedding dresses, but the style, it's very much not my style.
Yeah.
It's like way, there's way too much going on.
Yeah. Flourishes.
There's way too many flourishes.
To the gods.
Like if, but that's the other thing too, is like if I was going to get married and have like a wedding, it would be hard for me because I would want to spend like $10,000 to $15,000 on a dress.
Yeah.
And if I can't do that, I'm secretly going to get resentful.
If I can't have that, I can't have it either.
If I can't have that, I can't have anything.
Yeah.
No one can have anything and we just need to go to like a courthouse.
So they definitely like started rolling like right shortly after they took their vows probably.
Do Disney adults do drugs?
I mean, that's... I'm guessing if you're... getting your wedding fuck on the night before your actual wedding.
Because you know you're going to be too fucked up. I think you're just like, it sounds like
just
from the level of like
booze.
Sponsored booze that they had. It was like Jameson had like a shots thing. Svedka vodka had like a dunk your head in vodka bar. It was like, there was a bicycle. Like there was so much booze at this wedding. And I think they might just all be boozers.
I have to say, and this is like, I am always a little like, when I see couples whose entire like couple identity is like drinking. right?
I've been drinking.
No, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just people who are like, we sling back.
I don't identify.
Like, I'm always like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you guys are functioning alcoholics and enjoy your descent into full-blown alcoholism.
Enjoy your descent into madness.
Into madness.
And wet
into brain. A life of regrets that you'll have to constantly live with the shame of once you decide to get sober or die trying. Like, that's like literally where I go when people are like, we love to drink.
It's like that movie Smashed, that couple.
Yeah.
Just wetting the bed together.
Totally.
They had an O-Town table. They had like, it's all like ghosts of the early aughts were there. Like NSYNC performed, but not JT or JC. It was like all the, it was like Chris Kirkpatrick, Joey Fatone, and Lance Bass. It's
all the like washed up people that formed incredible bonds during that time, but didn't get like famous. No. And they all got together and celebrated this weekend of two other people that also are famous, but are not famous.
Well, Alexis Bliss might be more famous than Ryan Cabrera.
I mean, she has 5.7 million followers on Instagram.
Those twins were there, I think.
Nikki, the Bella twins.
Of course.
I love them.
Wasn't one of them married to John Cena?
I think so. Honestly, I think a big missed opportunity and blind spot in my life is not having watched that full-blown Bella's show or whatever it was called, because I saw it on at the nail salon a few times when I was there, and I was like, I think I would really like this. And I like WWE, like,
yeah, it's funny.
I like how the sausage is made with the women, because they are extremely glamorous.
They are glam.
They're like models, essentially.
I mean, I love China, RIP.
I know, my queen.
Queen.
Listen to, I need you to hear all the booze. There's no doubt Cabrera and Bliss got the party started at the cocktail hour, where they had games like Cornhole, a giant Connect Four, a giant Jenga, and the dice game Farkle. Never heard of that.
Wait, this is like very like Saturday day drinking, like
it's we love to straight, drink culture.
Straight drinking culture.
Patron also had a tequila bar and margarita bike.
A bike?
Other drink options.
What do you mean a bike?
I don't know.
Did they have like a vending machine with, or like a, okay, keep going, sorry.
Other drink options at the cocktail hour were provided by Conscious Cocktails and a mass gin. At the receptions, the guests needed to show their backstage pass to get into. Cabrera and Bliss had a tequila bar, an Absolute vodka bar, a Jameson whiskey bar, and wine and beer bar featuring Bonita Bonita wine created by friends Nikki and Brie Bella. That does a lot of booze.
That
is sponsored, I'm pretty sure, because they had to name every single brand. I do like their approach with food and seating, where they were like, we're not going to have assigned seating, and we just had our favorite food trucks.
I think that's what we're going to do.
That's great, because it's just like,
I think we're just going to have like, you sit wherever the fuck you want.
I want like an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
I would love a raw bar. Please work that in. My only request.
Maybe at a wedding, it's a little.
No, that's actually insane. But that's like, I want to go obviously to like my best friend's weddings, but the only other weddings I care to be invited to are weddings with a raw bar. So if you don't have a raw bar at your wedding,
Queen,
I'm not going.
Lara Marie Oyster Shane.
I'm an oyster, lobster, crab cocktail, shrimp. I want...
You're the queen of shrimp cocktail.
I am.
You're the queen of country club shrimp cocktail.
If you don't have a country club entire dedicated raw bar area, absolutely miss me with the wedding invite. And even a friend, I'll judge you for no raw bar.
Well, prepare to judge
me. I'll be at your wedding and you know what I'll be thinking?
They should have had a raw bar.
God, I wish there was a raw bar here.
At the after party, we'll just have a designated raw bar for Laura.
Shuck some oysters.
Everyone's going to be dancing and Laura's going to be over.
Sucking down oysters. I like Postmates oysters to the wedding. Cheers. I'm Leo in that meme where he's cheers.
Cheers.
It's me just with the oyster. No, I like crave and need raw bars at all times.
What if you just had a raw bar
outside.
A seafood tower, like, just in the corner over there. Like, a cat, you know, there's, like, cat towers. Yeah,
I was thinking the other day, I was, like, should I just throw a birthday party for myself in my building? And, like,
yeah.
But then I'm, like, should I go ham and just have a raw bar?
It just set up shop outside that you're... Your home.
I would need a restaurant to sponsor the raw bar, because
reach out.
I know the price of seafood towers and they ain't cheap.
That's a good idea for one of those cat towers, is in the shape of a seafood tower.
What's a cat tower?
You know, there's like,
oh yeah, cat, like the carpeted, like,
yeah, like a cat condo or whatever. Mm-hmm. Just make it like a seafood tower with all the tiers and like little like stuffed shrimp and.
That'd yeah, be cute. I need it. I need raw bar energy.
Set it up right out there.
Like, my favorite experience are high-end, all-you-can-eat brunch buffets.
They're good.
And I would love nothing more than to set one up.
The au jus sauce, just ladle it into
a prime rib. Like, a prime rib chef at the end of the table is key. Mm-hmm. Raw bar is key. Dessert table.
With that heat lamp.
Yeah. Ugh. Heating it up. I don't even... necessarily like want to eat it or care if anyone eats it, but I need it to be there.
I love
need his hat and I need him to be ready to slice.
What's that book about, like, the food city where all the, like, those three chefs with like the mustard? Do you remember that one? And they were like turning everyone into like milk and cookies.
I don't remember. Damn. That book.
Someone listening has to know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure they do. What else did Cabrera? This is okay. You're like literally 3,500 words in and not even halfway done with the article at this point.
You still got a whole at least 3,500.
So they had two food trucks. I guess if you're having like 350 people or whatever, you do need this much food. But they had two food trucks and also gastro garage catering small bites like sandwiches and pizzas made by a blowtorch. Then... dessert. I mean, they're very like Ben and Jerry's couple.
Yeah, they're like, it's crazy though, like the amount of people probably having diarrhea from this wedding is like hangover diarrhea and just like, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It must be,
it's a bloat.
Look, it keeps going.
It keeps going.
The person writing this must have been like just firing at all cylinders writing this, right?
Yeah, but it's also like, I'm sure was done on an interview, and so it's a lot of quotes, but makes it better even, because it's, you learn so much about them.
They were like
the way that they met is also incredible. In early 2020, when Cabrera was on the show Miz and Mrs. with WWE wrestler The Miz, it's like
The Miz was on The Real World.
Oh really?
He was on The Real World New York, the second New York installment.
But it's just like, you think you know every show that's happening, you have no fucking clue.
Well, it's like Yellowstone.
Yeah. But Yellowstone has like permeated the culture at large. His social media team started liking a lot of wrestlers' posts, including Bliss's. Cabrera said that he thinks a member of his team had a crush on Lex because he was liking everything she was posting. She was freaked out, he said. I didn't even know about this. I had no idea. It was weird, Bliss added. Over a week, I would get 4 or 5 notifications per day. Like, Ryan Cabrera liked your tweet. Ryan Cabrera replied to your tweet. Ryan Cabrera liked your tweet. I was like, okay, he needs to calm down. I don't even know this guy. I'm obsessed with that.
Oh my God.
He was a reply guy.
Yeah.
Eventually, Cabrera and Bliss figured out what was going on and they started talking.
I love blame it on some social media guy.
Blame it on the social media manager. Yeah. Then they like met, they literally met in Orlando where Bliss lived.
During the pandemic. They've only been together since 2020.
Oh, wow. They're a pandemic couple.
Wow.
They're a pandemic success story, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it makes sense that even if you met during the pandemic, you'd get married this soon because like.
Why not? You've been through
the
marriage
worst of
boot
the worst.
Camp, essentially. Yeah. So yeah, then he proposed at Disneyland and Disney World, and for their honeymoon, they're going to Disneyland. What is it like when you just can't get enough Disney?
They're going to Disneyland in Anaheim.
Yeah,
which is
and
like,
then they're going to go to Hawaii.
Probably to a Disney resort in Hawaii.
Maybe.
The Disneyland is great, but it's not as there's not as much to do as Disney World. Disney World is fucking huge.
Disney World also has Epcot, which I am a fan of. Love Epcot. As a traveler, no, I love an Epcot moment.
I'm an Epcot girl. I just am not. I don't relate.
I don't relate at all.
And I, listen, I don't like.
It's not that I don't have fun there when I am there, but I'm not like, this is how I want to spend my time.
No, I'm not jonesing for Disney, and I don't judge people. I mean, I do kind of judge.
I really judge people.
Yeah, actually, I do really judge people. But
like, I'm good friends with a Disney adult, and that's kind of just something I've accepted about him and like let him do him. Like, I've released any judgment around that.
Yeah.
But.
Still there.
I won't say I'm not concerned.
No, they're ones to watch, and I think one of my biggest pastimes in the first year of COVID was going through hashtags of Disney people and being like them craving, being like
them really sad they can't get their Disney fix.
I can't wait for this to be over. Like, I'm just dreaming about, you know, being back in downtown Disney and just like seeing the castle again and just the joy and craving that joy and how it's like Disney should just buck up and open up, let people back in like April of 2020.
they should have culled a certain part of the population if they have.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
I mean, love and light to all the Disney lovers out there. We're rooting for you. But like, that's also a really expensive hobby.
Oh, it's Disney World is crazy. It's a money pit. And like, all the times I've been to Disney as a kid, I haven't been there since I was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great time.
No, I loved it. I went as an adult, like probably 5 years ago, maybe, or six. And I had fun.
To Disney World?
To Disneyland. I haven't been to Disney World in ages, but I did have the best corn dog of my life.
Yeah, they have good food.
They have good food. Like, I get it, but I also am not. It's like also just such a production.
Yeah.
It's like going to the Beverly Center on crack.
I think there's a Star Wars hotel that's opened up that I'm probably getting this wrong, but I think it's like $5,000 a night.
No.
Or look it up. Star Wars room, and they're having trouble, and they're like, they look like barracks in like a Star Wars movie, like on a space station. And they're having trouble filling the hotel because no one can afford it except like weird Disney people. Disney Hotel.
Galactic Star Cruiser?
Maybe.
It's in Disney World?
I think so. Or Disneyland? I think it's something exorbitant amount of money to stay there. I'm probably getting that very wrong. $5,000 would be crazy.
$5,000, like,
it might be though. Here, or $2,000 or something. It's something insane. Look up having trouble filling up Star Wars hotel, and then we'll get into the bays. He looked up at me when I said that.
It did come up. Okay. Disney's Star Wars hotel reportedly having trouble filling rooms.
Look how disgusting the room is.
Why? Disney's World Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel opened at the beginning of March to big fanfare. A host of social media influencers and YouTube stars were invited to sample the immersive experience of actually living the Star Wars dream for two nights. However, new reports have suggested that the $5,000 price tag on the Galaxy's Edge park-themed accommodation may be proving a bit too much for some people to contemplate.
As I was right.
You were. Okay, so the principle of the hotel is you invite guests to take a trip across the galaxy on board the Halcyon for a two-night... Two nights? For $5,000.
That's... Disgusting.
That includes lightsaber training, meals and entertainment, inspired, you know, those meals are bad, inspired by the Star Wars franchise. And for those really wanting to get involved, a fully interactive story that allows them to take part in their own Star Wars story. Early reviews were very mixed, with many praising the overall immersive atmosphere and scope of the hotel, but also speaking negatively about some aspects of the story and size of the room's public areas.
The story? You're focusing on the story when it's $5,000 for 48 hours?
Well, I guess it's like they treat you like you're... Like, it's like going into an escape room where...
You can't leave.
It's like actors.
Actor.
It's a fully immersive experience. Like, I went to like a horror camp out where it's like for a whole night you camp and it's like you're immersed in a horror movie. And
that's cool.
It has all actors just like... in costume as like zombies or like axe murderers or
it's like Westworld,
like, yeah, chainsaw massacres, and they don't break character.
Was it scary?
It was really scary.
Where was
it? 3 a.m. they come into your tent and they pull you out of your tent by your legs.
Were you screaming?
You're screaming the whole time.
Who are you with?
I went into a... I got chased into a porta potty by a little girl in a nightgown with an axe, and she axed on the porta potty door for like 5 minutes while I was in there. Like, they...
Where were
you? Terrorize you. We were downtown, like, by Chinatown.
And you were there the whole night?
Almost. We bounced at, like... We bounced shortly before they drag you out of your tent by your ankles.
Damn.
Yeah. There was like a crazy motorcycle, like Purge guy, like dragging some other actor behind his motorcycle.
I have to go to this.
You would love it.
But that, if you're paying $5,000 at least a week, right?
Yeah, but I guess it's so, this is bizarre.
Yeah. And the food you're eating is like the shitty Star Wars, like
for
grub.
$5,000 to $6,000 for two nights, which is on top of any travel costs to get to the park in the first place.
Oh my God. It's not included?
No.
What?
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, that is $5,150.
If you're spending that kind of money, what's included? Every Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser vacation package includes a two-night stay in a well-appointed cabin or suite. It better be a fucking suite. Meals, excluding alcoholic and specialty beverages. So you're going to pay extra if you want booze. And the opportunity to live your Star Wars story through exclusive experiences, missions, and activities.
Wait, they're not even letting like the parents drink?
No, you have to pay extra.
That's fucked up. If you're paying that much, you deserve the right to get wasted. Right?
A sample itinerary. This is too much. I don't want to do all this. You arrive at 1 p.m. Launch pod to Star Cruiser. Ship orientation. Light refreshments. Sabacc lessons. Muster. I don't even know what these things mean, but the sad thing is that Star Wars heads know exactly what this means.
Damn.
Captain's reception, dinner featuring live music, Outer Rim regalia. Okay, so that's basically like
Outer Rim
from 7:15 to 7:30. Unexpected story moment. For example, you might prove your mettle to join an elite smuggling ring, hide a stowaway to help the resistance.
Well,
that's 30 minutes of that's the story you pay for. Then bridge training and
what?
Special atrium entertainment from 8:30 to 8:45.
15 minutes?
Then the next day, breakfast is at 7 a.m.
Oh.
Also, why do you have to wake up early?
To
where is
leave?
The pool? Yeah, no, then you go transport shuttle to Batuu. Then Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance. Then you have a story moment for 20 minutes. Wait, I'm obsessed with like your fully immersive story.
And what a scam.
So right now you've had 35 minutes of your own personal story.
And you have to wake up at fucking 7 a.m. I mean, I guess
for
you
example,
wake up.
For example, you might broker a deal for a heist. You're working?
Yeah, you're
story?
Like, you're doing like
arrange to
you're
steal
like
a ship from the first
stuff.
Order. Yeah, you're like negotiating.
You're like in
I came,
HR.
Yeah. Then there's like a Millennium Falcon.
No.
Smuggler's Run. So you're running around and brokering deals.
And you're not leaving the resort. Or
you're
like
sweating.
The, yeah. You're in. Oh, I bet it smells like DZ.
It definitely is a DZ. You get a 30-minute lunch. Oh. Then you transport to the Star Cruiser. You have lightsaber training, a droid racing competition, build a model ship. You can do this all at home.
Build?
Cocktails at Sunlight Lounge, 5 to 5:30. You'll be paying for those. I'll bet they're at least $15 to $20 a piece.
Wait, droid racing, that means, like, if I want to be in, like, a thing racing, like a speed racer, if I...
You could just save this money and eventually just go to space.
Yeah.
You could, like, then you get a story moment later that night. And this one's a tad more generous. It is from 7:30 to 8:45. I think this is where the story moments really come together, where you put the heist plan into action. You bring the stolen ship aboard and watch out for the First Order. All of this also seems like just you look at a screen and like go boop boop beep beep because it's not real.
It's not. It's all like green screen.
Also, imagine how annoying the people are that you would be with doing this. Like, this is weird like kids and the kind of adults that you would engage with. Imagine being a... This is parental hell. This is why I like probably can't have
that's
kids.
Why the drink should be free.
Yeah.
Also, the rooms look like Amtrak sleeper.
Then day three, breakfast is at 8:30 and you launch pod into terminal, meaning you're kicked the fuck out at 9:30 a.m. So you really only are getting 1.5 full days.
You are out. You don't even get the 11 a.m. checkout. You
launch pod. They launch you out of there.
They launch you, a.k.a. they send you on like a monorail.
Do you get costume? Oh, I guess you're encouraged to don your galactic best.
That's another, probably $1,000.
Oh, listen to this. You're encouraged to don your galactic best as you will become a unique character in the Star Wars galaxy. We invite you to dress the part. If your wardrobe is currently limited to a single planet, Star Wars Galaxy apparel is available in advance from Shop Disney or in the Star Cruiser. So that's another probably $500 just to outfit yourself.
What if you're like, I have to save money to like pay for my kids' school wardrobes?
No, you're going to be spending it on Star Wars clothes that you will literally only wear for a day and a half. That you can't probably resell because they're Star Wars outfits.
I'm haunted by this.
How did they think that so many people would be like, yes, I cannot wait to spend $5,000 to $6,000?
Out of touch.
You could go to Europe for this much money.
Yeah.
You could like stay, you could rent a house in Tuscany for like a month.
Yeah. But no.
But no. You're going to go for literally 36 hours.
You're blowing up to $10,000.
What is that like hourly? I need a calculator. I'll tell you that.
How much money is Dizzy making per hour?
So if you're just doing, let's say $6,000, you're paying like minimum probably $166 an hour to be there.
You could be in therapy with that.
You could go to like a fully immersive therapy. You could go to the Ventana Inn in like Big Sur for two nights and have like get to just relax.
And if you're not insured, that could be like a copay for a doctor's appointment that could save your fucking life.
This is a shocking twist. Does anyone out there know someone that's gone to this?
Readers, weigh in. If you or anyone you know have gone or are interested in going or have any intel, if you know someone that works in this,
write in. Of course, they would...
Let us know.
Hire YouTubers to like...
Sell it.
Promote it and sell it, because those are the most annoying people in the world. And
they'd
then
be so into those.
They'd be so into it. And then also their fan base is probably even more annoying than they are. And they would be like engaged. But also you're completely missing the point that like that's a luxury vacation.
It is. And it's people who are just eager to be in line.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, for me, that's why I don't relate to Disney, like the parks, is because it's like people really eager to stand in line and be there first.
That's why you have to be like, you just have to go full VIP, skip the line status.
I mean, every time I go to like Knott's Berry Farm, I get fast track.
Yeah, you got to fast track that shit.
You can't. I'm sorry. You have to pay the $200.
I remember being little and standing in those lines.
But then I think like, oh wait, but that's like, then that's like the kind of mentality you have for something like this.
This is like paying $5,000 to go be locked in an AMC like multiplex for 36 hours.
You're certainly
I imagine it's exactly as sticky. The food quality is the same and it's like screens everywhere.
Probably smells like farts. And
like, I don't think it's like glamorous and
no,
like
it's not. I've
beautiful
looked at the rooms.
Building materials and like fine marble slabs.
No, Laura, I looked at the, it looks like barracks. And then we need to start potting.
What if we kissed in the Star Wars 5,009 Star Wars fully immersive galactic experience?
weekies.
I wouldn't even like, I don't think I would even accept a free vacation there is how much I don't want to go there. If someone said I will pay all every single,
I would say no.
I will foot the entire bill.
I would say no.
From flight, from the second you leave your apartment to the second you get back, I'll pay for every single thing, unlimited, whatever you want during this experience. I'd be like, pass.
Same. I would not. You could not. I'm honestly, this, you could not pay me to do this.
You would have to pay me
$1 million.
I would require, I think, $25,000 on top of, from the second I step foot out of my apartment, I need to be flown and driven like first class,
private,
door to door and back, plus $25,000 to even begin to consider going on this vacation.
And no mention or any evidence that I was there.
No photos. I won't be sharing on social media. I will not talk about it. I may, for an additional $25,000, we'll talk about it on the pod. But that's
on Patreon.
We'll talk about it on Patreon.
Behind the paywall.
It is 20. Also, that's $25,000 a piece. Plus an just to go, plus an additional $25,000 to talk about it on the Patreon, so that you're looking at the price for two people, door to door, and $50,000. So it's about, it'll probably come out to about $100,000. So if you're willing to do that and make that investment to reach the 3,000 people on Patreon.
Hit us up, honey.
Yeah, we're down.
Hit us up, mama.
We can start negotiations.
Okay. Let's get into Byron.
Sorry, doll.
Sorry, doll.
That's what it's going to take us to Star Wars Galactic Fantasy.
I'm Carrie.
I'm Laura.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Podcast,
The Bays of Our Lives. We're back at the barn, doll.
Sorry, doll. We're not staying at the Star Wars Hotel, doll.
Sorry, doll. It'll cost you.
But I will stay at the barn.
I would gladly stay at the barn.
We're still in barn gate, and Jade is ready for round two. He is fired up. He's on Vyvanse, and he is lipsed to the gods.
He's shaved his mustache off for this very special occasion. He goes, how dare he? I'll go show my Instagram right now. I'll go show him right the fuck now.
Yeah.
So he strides up to Alex again, and Alex goes, oh, I was just talking about you.
Yeah. And he goes, you know what? Like, may I remind you that you've tried to manage me 5 times before. I have the emails. And he goes, show me the emails. He goes, maybe take your talent to Turkey and get 1.25 million followers there, because your talent is sorely lacking.
He goes, and then you can do what I do. Your clients haven't done shit. They haven't done shit. They've done fuck all.
And Sarah goes, all right, I think we've had enough of this.
Just don't say that. He's my friend.
I'm like,
Jade goes, he's not your friend. You've known him for 2 weeks. That's not your friend. And I was like, work.
I know.
It's true.
Sarah's a flop.
Sarah is a flop. And then Elle butts her nose into the thing, and she comes up towering over everyone else with that hair to the gods. Yeah. And she goes, guys, I think we're taking away from Kai's event.
Of course. Elle loves to take
virtuous
this moment.
Elle.
And it's actually an assault. It's an attack on Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She's just trying to embarrass the Gold Coast trash. Yeah.
Wait, I'm obsessed though with how much they just hate Sarah. They hate her more than Alex, and she really is pretty harmless at the end of the day.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because she's a woman. So they'll hate her more.
She's a woman. She is pretty.
Yeah.
And like, talented.
She's sweet. She's like just kind of like a,
she's sweet. She has shit taste, doll.
She's got shit. That outfit she wears deserves to be roasted, doll.
She deserves to be,
but she shouldn't feel like, she feels bullied and like goes home to her sweet mother from the Seychelles Islands to get like Cajun food.
Pep talk, doll. But like,
that food looked good, by the way. I wanted that food.
I need someone to have an intervention with Sarah and tell her that she is never allowed to wear.
I need to let's talk about some highlights of this. Like, I want to talk about Sarah, that outfit that she wore, that Alex approved, that shows that he's not good at his job.
know that he let her leave and go out in public looking like that is like grounds for firing.
Wearing a bathrobe.
From literally the tip of her bun to the sole of her feet, she looked garbage doll. It's garbage. Doll? It's despicable.
It's despicable doll.
You need to go change doll.
You need to change. I was like, when he said that, I was like, I'm sorry, you're a bad gay friend.
You're a terrible gay friend and an even worse manager. You're fired, doll. I truly was like, he is just a pimp, because only a pimp would let a hooker doll go out like that. I'm sorry, doll. That's the way it is.
He was like, oh, yeah, I really like this look, doll. I was like, you need to be shaken.
He goes, hey, doll, what sort of vibe are we going for tonight? And she's changing. And you think that maybe she will have, because early in the episode, she went to Bisque, Hannah's
Bisque
family's store.
Yeah.
And Hannah tried to like gently suggest that she just only wear like flowing linen. And when she did come out, like, that is not my aesthetic or style, but she looked world's better doll than you've ever looked before.
Hannah's sweet. I
love Hannah.
I like that moment when she was like,
I think Hannah's done a lot of drugs and she seems like kind of a fucked up person, and I fucking love her for it.
But she was sweet in that moment. She was genuinely like, in a nice way, being like,
I mean, fucked up, trash, like she's babe. On drugs. Or
oh,
like,
oh yeah, she's
like
wasted.
She's mind al- she's on mind altering substances and has like inner turmoil, but like outwardly is like very much, she's kind.
She was like, I'm just trying to help you out, doll.
So when Sarah, she goes, I really want to put Sarah in some bisque.
Yeah.
And she says, Goldie, I like calling Gold Coast Goldie.
Yeah.
She goes, Goldie's spray on dresses, fake tits, big lips, which is literally 1, 2, 3 of Sarah's entire aesthetic.
Sarah goes, so what is the style of Byron, Hannah? And she goes, so Byron is flowy. It's neutrals and wind. I don't know.
Linen. And Sarah did look really good. She looked like she could Instagram and gain a lot more followers with that aesthetic versus whatever she's rocking now, her Goldie style.
Rockstar, babe. I have to say, doll, that when I saw bisque, I love a lobster bisque. So I was very like, I was triggered in the right way for bisque.
I could see myself in some bisque linen pants.
Me too.
Or like, I really have been thinking a lot about that weird kind of skirt Hannah wore in the last episode that was like brown with like purple on it. Like it literally looks like a potato sack, but it probably costs $350. And that's exactly the kind of thing that I'm always looking to incorporate.
I was just imagining myself walking around bisque, taking a gander at things and just sort of going like this.
You'd put on a floppy hat in bisque.
Can't you see me in there with my
arm? I can see you in like a flowing linen shirt.
Yeah.
And a hat, honestly. And I could see you in like a linen trouser.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But I could. Couldn't you see me in there going like this?
Mm-hmm. It speaks to your like kind of Christian girl autumn sensibility. Oh! You're a bit, it's a bit Nashville doll.
It's a bit Nashville doll.
But that's right where your sweet spot is, doll.
It's a bit Kristen Cav.
Mm-hmm. It's a little Kristen Cav doll.
But Hannah's trying to be really, like, she's like trying to be a real one right now. She's
it's
like,
a suggest. It's like a nice suggestion of like, maybe consider this.
She's like, you're basically, she's saying, Sarah, you have terrible clothes.
Yeah. And if you just lean into this type of vibe, people would hate you a lot less.
Yeah.
And I'll like probably give these to you for free. So you should just consider wearing them.
Yeah.
With your hair down and natural. You can still have like your filler and everything, but you're just going to have to like go linen from here on out, doll.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And Hannah proves herself to be a great defender of Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
They go earlier at Kai's, they all the other girls are just like, look at that. She's looking over there. She's so fucking annoying. I just don't like her at all. Like, they're all just like, she's literally like Tituba. Like, they've brought, she is this, the epicenter of like the Salem witch trials.
Elle is gonna die on the hill of being so scandalized by Sarah saying, a date is something where you don't wear underwear.
I know.
Like,
it's not that bad.
Literally, she's like, and then she went out with Nathan and said this, and you're like, you're still on this tip? Like,
she goes, I don't know, there's something real tweaky there. And they go, Hannah, what do you think? Jess is also like, hates
Sarah. Jess hates Sarah.
I think
just doesn't like the way Sarah looks or dresses.
I think she's the most anti-Gold Coast of all.
She is.
And
she's the queen of hating the Gold Coast.
She goes, Hannah, what about you? Do you like Sarah? I know you hung out. And she goes, yeah, I do. And I was like, all right, she's genuine.
I like that about Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah won't get peer pressured into like also talking shit. Good on her, doll.
But like, basically the town is blaming the dried up well on Sarah. She's like, she is Hester printing it up in this town.
Classic sinister gay move is to eschew any responsibility for your bad vibes and then lay a woman on the chopping block to take the heat. No, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, like, Sarah has done not one single thing wrong.
Except defend him.
Looking horrible at all times.
Yeah.
And Alex has actually been, like, aggressively
evil,
cruel and mean and rude to people in the circle. Yet Sarah is the one that's now getting blamed. She needs that linen doll.
Yeah.
I'm convinced everything would change if she would just wear the beast.
I agree.
Because you just can't look like that there.
No.
You can't do it. I'm sorry, doll. It's Goldie vibes.
Sorry, doll.
It's tweaky.
I might be back in the Gold Coast, doll.
I might have to go back to the Gold Coast.
I personally might choose Gold Coast over the Byron.
Really?
I think Byron would drive me crazy, doll.
Well, the thing about this is it's not actually shot in Byron.
No, it's like
Byron actually
greater Byron area
would be gorgeous.
It's a lot. Too much of a good thing is simply wonderful.
Byron is just like Erewhon vibes.
Yeah, I just would be a little.
It's like Venice Beach, I think.
I feel like there are no gay people there, except Alex and Jake.
I don't know where the gays are. They're in Sydney, doll.
They're all in Sydney, doll, or the Gold Coast, doll.
Or Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah, I don't know if Byron... Byron Bay seems very straight. It's very, like, West LA vibes.
Yeah, I'm not... I would be in hell there, I think. Doll.
Kai and Simba go to Alex's the next night to drop off Kai's prints.
Alex is, by the way, I think the reason why they're not mad at him is because he's the only one that, like, bought anything of Kai's.
Yeah, Kai goes... Alex is the reason I'm able to eat this week. So yeah. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Simba
I was like, real. And Alex goes, I have this crystal out because it has a lot of energy and I need it today.
Yeah.
And I love Kai goes, yeah, Byron is a really small town.
God.
They're literally not in Byron.
He goes, Byron's a really small town and we're all sort of in the same industry. I'm like, what industry is that?
The industry of being reality stars on a show that pretends to take place in Byron Bay.
Pagans.
Simba wants to heal them with his fire dancing.
Oh, I love that.
I'm obsessed with Simba. I want him to heal me.
Yeah, I want
but
him
I'd
to,
also like him to heal that bald patch on the back of his head.
I just
would love some healing energy directed at that.
Just put it over.
I think maybe just a different hairstyle. I think maybe just some propiche and a little hymns. And maybe a pros subscription.
Or just shave it off, baby.
You can use the code SEXY for Use the code sexy doll for 25% off. I actually don't remember Simba, what the code up, is.
I'm on him,
but I'm sure the ad is gonna play. And Simba, if you're listening, doll, you should really get some pros.
Get on Finasteride, doll.
Get on Finistra, get some Propecia in your life, doll.
PRP, doll. Hand transplant. Use
your Byron Bay's paycheck to get some PRP. Stop braiding your hair forwards and backwards, doll. Ah! It's just exposing too much. That's all I'll say, doll. Simba is, of course, a fire dancer.
I know. His fire dance shook me to my core.
I've been subjected to a lot of fire dancing in my life randomly. I think also when you move to LA, like, you're just gonna open mm-hmm. yourself up to a lot more fire dancing opportunities. But he took it to the next level.
I've seen one fire dance in person, and it was at a 4th of July party in Bushwick, and I was on cocaine, and this like Bushwick, crusty Bushwick woman who was like, what? Who is like a Burning Man in Bushwick started fire dancing for all of us. And I was like, why am I? I didn't even know whose house I was at.
That seems like the recipe for a structure fire.
I know. It was Bushwick in 2012, Dole. Anything was possible back
damn,
then.
Damn, Dole. That's classic 2012 recklessness. Wait, I was just reminded of one fire dancing moment where I was at a backyard gathering in Los Angeles.
It's always some backyard.
It was a backyard. And the fire dancer was fire dancing. And at one point, one of the little things flew off into the group of people that were watching. And thank God didn't hit anyone, but it truly could have been a death doll.
Holy shit, doll.
He could have had a life on his hands, doll.
Doll, I have to say, Simba, God love him.
He's like pyrotechnic.
But he wasn't that good. He was a little like...
But then weren't there like sparks?
Dole, he had...
Dole, there were fireworks.
He was burning on both ends, Dole. He had the candle burning on both ends of the stick, Dole.
Yeah. He did like a full-blown... Like there was like a spray of fireworks.
Also, everyone's outfits of that event, which is at the end of the episode, were...
Chaotic.
The one that Sacha and Frimmy... guy was wearing like a marching drumline person from hell.
Yeah.
What
Sasuke
the fuck was bellhop?
They are of hell.
He was bellhop in... high desert vibes.
Simba says he wants to bring Jade and Alex closer together with his fire, healing power of fire. And where's Alex Dave? Says, the only thing that's going to bring us closer together is an answer to my question. There's a lot of people in my life where the only thing that will bring us closer together is an answer to my question. Know.
The big event is Simba's basically doing like a drum circle.
Yeah, he's... had it's alias like, alias
I feel like he's doing like an ayahuasca ritual.
It's just cacao, doll.
It's just cacao, doll.
There's no bevies, only cacao.
Yeah.
Nathan goes to cocktail with Saskia and Frimmy, which I was like,
sorry,
are you
I'm
guys
like
in a three-way? But I just think this is important, laying the groundwork for like a later confrontation.
I had the same vibes. I was like, are you guys fucking?
They're the puppet masters of him.
I think they're fucking him.
They could be.
Yeah.
Frimmy is now on my watch list.
Frimmy's one to watch.
He's on my Homeland Security watch list.
I think he's hot.
He's hot, but I am like...
I'm worried.
And Nathan... Nathan's has completely turned on Elias, his quote-unquote best friend.
Nathan is so... He's, like, gone full gay rage. And he's like, I will destroy my lover.
Yeah, he goes, he's pathetic and insecure.
He's pathetic and insecure.
And so they're like, you've got to confront him. And he's like, yeah. I'm going to confront him. And then we get to Simba's ooh. Fire gathering.
Yeah, and...
him playing that recorder.
I know. Elias and... Elias and Kai walk up. Kai's outfit is...
He's dressed like Christian Slater in Heathers. That's his whole aesthetic.
He is, except no shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He has no shirt on, an unbuttoned shirt, and then a giant trench coat.
A trench coat doll. All black doll.
Simba's just playing a little flute. He's a little flautist in mm-hmm. this moment.
Standing on a bench, going...
Again, they're at some like Huntington Gardens ass place.
He's playing a lute,
and it's literally at some like park.
Yeah.
Like a public park.
It's in a public area.
Yeah.
With like, but the crystal element of this park.
It's a lot.
I would have stolen one of those huge crystals. There's so many.
They're all very trusting with the crystals doll. Everyone in Byron, there's just crystals growing.
There's crystals everywhere, I think, in Australia.
I don't think they have fire hydrants in Byron doll. I think they've got crystals.
They just have a crystal. They trust the healing vibes to take care of the fire doll. Or they just accept the fire as a cleansing thing doll.
Don't park in front of this crystal doll.
No, I really do think Byron probably just like...
Maybe Byron is like... We won't ever see it. It's like you have to like go through some secret. It's like El Dorado. Like no one's actually...
Feels like El Dorado.
Yeah.
The people that... the only thing I know about Byron is like Chris Hemsworth and Elsa Pataky live there.
Chris Hemsworth lives in Byron Doll.
He lives in Byron Doll. All the celebrities decamped to Byron during the pandemic.
I always forget his wife's name is Elsa Pataky.
I love Elsa Pataky.
She's kind of a babe, right?
She just is like... hot. I feel like she's been in two movies and then was just like, I'm gonna be a celebrity wife doll, and I can't fault her for that.
God,
he's so fucking hot. They're just like an incredibly good looking couple doll.
Yeah, I think he's a better actor than Liam.
Oh, for sure. Doll. Liam is like vacant.
Chris has something to him, doll.
He's hot. He's one to watch, doll.
He might be a Lala.
He could be Lala doll.
What?
Carrie just went into deep thought about Chris, which I don't know.
I was just thinking about a paparazzi photo of him like with a surfboard, and he's bent over and his back is arched and he doesn't have his shirt on, and he's wearing like little teeny tiny bike shorts.
Yeah.
And his butt.
He's so hot. Jade shows up to the healing stash. Fire.
Stash is back.
The stash is grown back doll, and he gets saged by Simba, and his like face is kind of like, okay. And he goes, are there any bevoirs? Some beverages? Tell me there'll be some beverages tonight.
And he goes, just cacao doll.
He goes, yes, yes. We're going to have cacao. And Jade's face, Mm-mm. He was not having the cacao revelation.
Simba basically gets down on his knees and sages Jade's crotch.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right.
I love that.
Yeah. Also, going back to the... really quick, when Sarah stops at Alex's before to get changed, she changes behind like a changing screen and you just see her silhouette. Mm-hmm. And it made me laugh so much.
It's true pimp vibes.
Yeah.
What's the look you're going for tonight? And I was like, what will it be? And then she came out and I was like,
I was like, she's wearing like this almost like, it's like a bikini top.
It's like a knockoff Versace pleather and chain, like bondage style S&M bra.
With
bralette.
Chains and then a...
And then one of the bisque outfits over it, which is at odds with...
Everything.
Two at odds aesthetic. Then she put on a dangly long earring and her hair is just thrown up into like a very... Not even like a bun, like... It's like how you put your hair up if you're just going to wash your face really quick.
Yeah.
I was like, I thought she was going to wear a wig or like be more done. I was also just like, how?
Something's up, doll.
It is so bad. I was in shock.
She's spiraling, doll.
Doll, something ain't right, doll. You got to fix this, doll.
The girls are just trolling the fuck. They call her a gladiator. Which I thought was funny.
Jess, when Alex and Sarah walk in and Jade is shooketh, mm-hmm. and he takes one look at them and he turns to Jess and he goes, honestly, I just feel repulsed. Like, I'm just like so disgusted by his very presence here. It's just mm-hmm. disconcerting and awful. And Jess and all the girls around him go, yeah, 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 yeah. It's a chorus of just girls agreeing with the gay. And I was like, this is like heavenly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was angelic.
Yeah. 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 Like kind of not really caring that much, but
also agreeing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Jess goes, I feel like you can't take the Gold Coast out of some girls.
Girls.
I agree.
Yeah.
We tried. Hannah tried her best.
I agree too. Hannah's also wearing Furiosa, like.
She looks like Michelle Lamy, Rick Owens' wife.
She does. She has like the little like...
She has like...
black paint
on her... kind of tribal paint on her fingers and like full...
Julia Fox.
Eyes. Yeah. Yeah. And she's like... I believe she's tripping.
She's channeling. Mm-hmm. She's on... She's like fully on acid.
She's on... She's face melting.
Mm-hmm.
Frimmy.
Everyone's outfits though are pretty bad. Like not
yeah,
just...
but Sarah takes the most, fucking cake.
Sarah's is egregious.
Sarah's is just like... it's just shocking when you know someone thinks that they look really good or they've done something like especially groundbreaking in the realms of fashion. And there's not an ounce of irony about it. It literally is like, this is me putting my best foot forward.
Yeah.
And it is shocking and sad.
Yeah. Elias and Nathan meet for the first time since Nathan found out that Elias threw him under the bus, and they have a very frosty greeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nathan goes, hey, mate, can I talk to you for a second, mate? And Elias is like, sure, let's go. And they basically get to a point where Nathan calls Elias an egotistical fuck. You're basically an egotistical fuck.
And you're extremely insecure.
And Elias can't say a thing.
I think Elias might just be kind of dumb.
He's dumb.
Like, I don't think he was trying to be hurtful. Nope. I think he's just like kind of an honest dum-dum.
But Nathan's in love with him.
Nathan's obsessed with him.
Really hurt by it.
I'm also like, I don't see everyone. Did everyone in Australia just learn what the term fuckboy was?
I think maybe.
Yeah. They're like, I can't believe they called him a fuckboy.
I think maybe, mate.
I think Elias is like kind of with Simba now. Because Simba like got him to drum that drum while everyone walked in. And then there's just a shot of them like embracing. And Simba goes, oh, I love you.
Yeah.
And I was like, they are together now. Yeah. Nathan's furious.
And then Hannah's face as Simba's doing his fire dance, she's literally jaw slacked, just completely befuddled and bewitched.
She goes, this is just so powerful.
So powerful, doll.
Sarah, everyone hates Sarah is the big takeaway from this event.
Yeah.
They just look at her with disdain.
They've all excused Alex completely. And it's
Alex is like, fine. It's kind of whatever at this point. And Sarah's like the biggest offender, which honestly, I don't blame them for thinking that. In that outfit, you are the biggest offender. She's Melrose Avenue. She's East Melrose Avenue.
Ooh.
Melrose East of Fairfax is Sarah's like stomping grounds.
I come alive East of Fairfax, doll.
She goes, I love pleather. I love getting a bustier for $20 at like Foxy and Silly Birds Lounge, which like is like a clothing. Like, how do any of these businesses exist? Like, how have they made it this far in life? I'm convinced they're just fronts for cash.
Yeah.
And they sell Alibaba wares, AliExpress.
Doll, I love it.
She is AliExpress bustier vibes.
She goes, East of Fairfax, doll. I'm east of La Brea.
She goes, I'm all the way east. Keep going east, 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 past Africa and past Indonesia. And then you get so east, you end up on the Gold Coast. And that's where I'm at, doll.
So she heads back to the Gold Coast. By the end of the episode, she needs a break. I keep thinking the Gold Coast is hours away. It's 45 minutes north.
What neighborhood is like the Gold Coast of Los Angeles? I probably live in the Gold Coast of Los Angeles.
I think it's like,
it is like Melrose Avenue.
I think it's also like Orange County.
I think it's like Hollywood.
I'm in the Gold Coast.
You are. We're kind of Gold Coast slags.
Yeah, we're the slags of Gold Coastal. She heads back. She needs like a recharge. She goes back to lunch with Mummy, who's French.
French from the Cajun. Seychelles. Yeah.
Cajun culture is very important to my family. My mom's from a small island in the Seychelles. And so her being an outsider to Australia, I know she can relate to me being an outsider to Byron.
Well, this is also like, you realize just everyone's like classist hatred of Sarah because she's clearly not from like any sort of wealth.
Right. She's not like...
She's doing what her version of like wealth and like exploring what that means to her, but because she wasn't raised in it and like doesn't have the access, it's not going to be at the same level as these like privileged Byron people.
It's totally and like she's like just normal middle class. It's not like
she's just like a basic girl with terrible taste.
Yeah. And her sweet mom, she starts crying at her mom at one point. She goes, can I hug you? And she goes, yeah, mom.
Yay. And she cries. And then she tells her, like, it's like, I was also just saddened by like there's always that person on a reality show whose role is going to be like they're the victim. Like it's the victim narrative.
DLC.
Yeah. So it's going to be like, I don't know if I can really handle it because I maybe just need to come back to the Gold Coast and it's really hard and really sad. And then her mom is like, the Sarah I know would be strong. And then she's like, you're right. I'm going to go back.
She goes, I just want to feel like me again. I'm like, bitch, you've been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you are you. Also, like, maybe stop talking to Alex. It seems like only bad things have happened since you've been working with this manager.
Yeah.
And maybe wear the bisque, for God's sake.
Wear bisque.
You are going to maybe just have to assimilate and conform.
She's not. She's going to go full Gold Coast.
She's a wild rose at heart, doll. And I've got to explore myself.
She goes, it's time for me to start thinking about me again. And her mom goes, what? And she goes, what?
What was that?
What doll?
What doll?
It's time for me to go back and be me.
And spread my wings and be what I like to call a wild rose.
And you can't have thorns without a wild rose.
Like she would be, her look would be very much okay in LA. Like no one would bat a lash.
But not in Byron.
Not in Byron Bay, doll. Get
Byron's
the fuck
like
out
Malibu
of here.
Bowl.
It's Malibu, Venice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's...
she's trashy, quite frankly.
Quite frankly.
You're trash.
Quite frankly, you're trash. Well, this was a sad episode, doll.
This is sad. Sarah's struggle. Mm. I'm like, hopefully you get over it, doll.
Maybe I'll wear her outfit for one of the...
I'm shook by that outfit, and that was not okay. It was a criminal behavior, doll.
Maybe we'll
fly... you deserve a night in jail for that outfit, doll.
Maybe we'll fly one of them out, aka they can pay for their own ticket and come to one of our shows as a guest, doll.
We need them to, like...
zoom in.
Someone needs to have, like, an intervention with Sarah. Also, like, you're right. A good manager would be like, we've got to fix the look, doll.
Doll, we'll get you a stylist, doll.
But also, his clients haven't done fuck all, so...
yeah. Bring your clients a turkey doll.
Wait, I have to read the best description. So, friend of the pod from yesteryear, Tim Haland, who was on old episodes of Pumped, which are all uploaded on the Patreon, FYI, join it and listen. He was looking for new reality shows to watch, and I was like, you should watch Byron Bay. I think you would like it, because he was like lamenting about missing the Real Housewives in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And I was like... watch Byron Bay, you won't be disappointed.
Is he Australian?
No. And he wrote me back like a day and a half later. I'm pretty sure he'd watched the entire thing. And he goes, where does one begin or end with Byron Bay? A Base of Hills reboot with The Only Way is Essex, mid notes Shark Tank, Real World, Big Brother, and Salt Lake with top notes of Jersey Shore and Etsy.
Wow.
Which is the most... concise description of what this show is I've ever heard.
The read.
Mm-hmm.
He called it.
He absolutely Etsy. Called it. It is extreme Etsy
it's
vibes.
Etsy vibes.
Everyone there is Etsy vibes.
It's Erwan meets Etsy mm-hmm. meets...
it's their Etsy.
Ketamine.
I don't even think ketamine.
Dole, I think there's some ketamine going on.
Dole, do you think Hannah's blown out on K?
I do, Dole.
Wow. That she could explain fucked. It. She does feel K-holy.
She's disassociated. She's like out of body.
I think I'd like to party with her.
Yeah, I would have had so much fun with Hannah. I would have been like, Dole, want
to
do lines?
I'd be sitting next to her on the ground. I'd bring my little K nasal spray and we could party it up, Dole.
Back in the day, I'd be like, Dole, want to keep going? Want to get another bag at like 7 a.m.? And she'd be like,
you're
yeah,
like,
Dole.
Let's turn to G, Dole. You'll love swirling.
Do some G, Dole? And she'll be like, yeah, Dole, what
she
is it?
She would like G, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get the sense that she parties really hard.
She does.
She's a fucking rad chick.
She's a rock star.
She's a fucking rock star, Dole.
Well, let us know. Did anyone like Sarah's outfit?
If you did, you need to slap yourself.
Don't worry. I mean, I've liked outfits that everyone has...
I've thought to myself, maybe Carrie likes this outfit.
Laura,
whatever,
it was.
Doll. After you came forward and told your truth about Lindsay Lohan's skirt...
I know. It's
hard
to say, Doll.
Which some people have identified as lovers of that look.
It's hard to say, Doll, what's going to peak my...
I never know what you're going to be into, Doll.
Doll, what's going to be peaking my fashion senses, my fashion taste. But this was universal heinous.
Thank you, Doll.
Thank you, and thank you to all for listening.
Yes. Guys, come to our shows. Look at the description, podcast episode description for details, doll.
Come on, dolls. Come out, support us, dolls.
Don't go to Star Wars, but if you're a huge corporation with lots of money and you want us to go to Star Wars, you know the price, doll.
Hit us up.
Bye.
Byron.
Editing services provided by
Friend of the Pod Productions.